Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
At Cabinet today, there was a memo brought by Minister Heather Humphreys. We knew this was coming, but brought officially before Cabinet today, a XL bully ban, effectively, is how it's been described. It will be illegal to import, breed or resell XL bullies from October 1st, so next week, and then a ban on ownership from February 1st next year, 2025, unless you've got what's called a certificate of exemption to keep existing dogs. And I think that certificate of exemption will include proof that you've got a license and that the dog has been neutered. We'll be getting the views of the Minister in a moment, but Marie Hannan is with me, founder of Dogs in Distress. Marie, you're welcome to the show. I understand you are not in favour of an XL bully ban, is that right?
Yes. Well, I'm not in favour of an outright ban for anything, because it's been proven in other countries that a ban doesn't always work. We'd be far better off putting in place controls and making sure that they're properly policed.
So what?
Because a ban just makes these more desirable to people.
So what type of controls might be more effective?
Like, I'm happy enough. I've no problem with the neutering and the microchipping. But the microchipping was brought into the country a few years ago, and it's not been policed. It's not been properly. We still, in rescue, I'm in rescue 20 years now. And I mean, to this day, we're still getting dogs in that are not microchipped, or once they're handed over, the chip details aren't changed. So there's no enforcement in it. So there's no control in this. So there's no point in having it in if it's not going to be workable. It's not making owners responsible.
So that's kind of your issue, is that it's fine to announce something like this, but if you're not enforcing the rules that are already there, you're hardly going to enforce the new ones. Is that it?
Exactly. And then the other thing is, the XL bully is not specifically a breed. It's a mixture. So they're now deciding that it's in between a certain height and a certain length.
Mm.
So what are we going to have? Dog wardens going around with a measuring tape to see if they fit into this category or not?
You could have one of those, like, you know, those things they have for measuring the lobsters. They could have it on their belt, you know, and take it out and hold it up to dogs.
Yeah. But can you imagine doing that on the side of the street?
Yeah, they're not going to do it. I guess the other danger is that you just kind of breed a different version of it that's slightly bigger or shorter or longer or taller.
Exactly. That's what happened. I mean, when I started in this, it was Rottweilers were the one, oh, devil dog, don't go near them, they're dangerous. They moved on then, it went on to Staffies and Pitbulls. They've moved off now because the XL Bully, which is a combination, is stronger and bigger again. And as you say, there will be another version. And there's an awful lot of dogs coming in at the moment with no problem at all from Eastern Europeans, and they are more dangerous than the XL Bully is. And
what type of dogs are these?
Well, the Cane Corso is one of them, and that's in the country now quite freely. There's quite a lot of them here. They're a very big dog and a very strong dog, and a dangerous dog in the wrong hands. Again, in the wrong hands. All dogs are dangerous if in the wrong hands. But if they're properly policed and looked after, what we need is an education system. We need things to be properly enforced. If you're going to have a law, don't make it and then leave it to one side and hope it'll work on its own. It doesn't happen. I mean, I ran a pound for 4 years, and I can happily and honestly say, during that four-year period, which is 4 years ago, 80% of the dogs that came in at that point were not microchipped. So what's the point of having it as a rule if it's not going to be enforced and made sure that people adhere to it and change ownership? And if they don't change ownership, there's a penalty. Otherwise, it's not working, and it isn't working.
Well, Heather Humphreys is with us, a Minister for Social Protection and Rural and Community Development. Minister, you're welcome to the show. Before we deal with some of the concerns Marie has around enforcement and everything else, just tell us a little bit more in detail about what has been agreed in terms of XL bullies.
Well, hello, Kieran, and thank you for having me on the show. Can I just first of all say that my priority as Minister is to protect public safety. And these XL bully dogs have been involved in a number of absolutely horrific attacks. And we all see the consequences of what happened to that young boy in Wexford and the life-changing injuries that he has been left to live with. The ban is going to come into effect in two stages. From next Tuesday, the 1st of October, it's going to be illegal to import, breed or sell an XL bully. And from the 1st of February 2025, it will be illegal to own an XL bully type dog without a certificate of exemption. And it's quite easy to get a certificate of exemption. You can get it from your local authority from the 1st of October. It's free of charge. You have to meet three conditions. Your dog has to be licensed, it has to be microchipped, and it has to be neutered. Mm. And once you have your certificate of exemption, you can keep your dog, but you must abide by a number of rules, which is keep your dog on a short leash and under a muzzle. And these are the usual rules that apply for any restricted breed in the country.
Okay, and I guess implicit in it is that within, I don't know, 12 to 14 years, there would be no XL bully dogs. The ones that are currently around and are puppies would be dead.
Yeah, well, over time, the number of XL bullies will naturally reduce. I don't want to see more XL bullies coming into the country. And also, in the UK and Northern Ireland, they have already banned them. And if we don't take action now, we're going to see more of these dogs coming into the country. And I'd be very, very concerned that we're going to see an increase in the number of attacks.
So is that partly a response to that, is it? That it's almost like when kind of rules around kind of emissions change in one jurisdiction or the other, suddenly they dump all their secondhand cars in the neighbouring country, that we might see those banned breeds in the UK turning up in Ireland if we don't take action.
Yeah, well, that is a concern. But my primary concern is that these XL bullies have been involved in a number of horrific attacks.
Yeah.
Like a woman was killed and we have a number of cases where people were attacked and particularly that young boy, as I said, in Wexford. And he's living with life-changing injuries because of that attack. And I'm very concerned that if I don't take action, there's going to be more people injured or more people killed in the future. And again, if there is the ban is now in place in Northern Ireland, I've had a number of discussions with my counterpart, Minister Andrew Muir. I've been to the north, I've discussed it with him. And I think there's a lot we can do on this on an all-island basis as well. But it's about public safety.
What about some of the points then that Marie raises around enforcement, that it's easy to kind of introduce a ban, enforcing it is entirely different?
Yeah, well, along with my colleague, Minister Dara O'Brien, he has responsibility for local authorities, I have announced an extra $2 million in funding for the local authorities to recruit an extra 40 dog wardens. So that's about a 50% increase in dog wardens right across the country. So, yes, I agree, it has to be enforced. And we're prepared to do that, and we're going to put the supports in there to ensure that it is enforced.
Well, will that be enough for the extra dog wardens across the entire country? I mean, this you know as well as anyone listening to this show, like in some parts of the country, I don't know what return we get at all from dog wardens. There's kind of seems to be no enforcement of rules, be that everything from kind of dog poo on the street all the way up to unmuzzled restricted breeds. Mm.
Yeah, well, as I said, we have to support our dog wardens. They carry out an extremely important job. I've been speaking to the local authorities. I've been speaking to the CCMA just a couple of months ago, and they have committed to working with us in relation to the ban that I'm introducing. Some counties have a lot of dog wardens. Mm. Some counties have very few dog wardens. So, look, I'm shining a light on that. I'm giving them support. And I know that Minister O'Brien is giving them support as well. So we're going to make sure that we increase the number. But you can't have a dog warden at every corner. So, we have to also promote responsible dog ownership. And we are doing that. We have had a campaign only recently. But most responsible owners will go through the process here to get the certificate of exemption to allow them keep these XL bullies until the end of their natural life, because nobody wants to see a healthy dog put down. But the intention here is that over time, the number of these dogs will naturally fall off because of the ban.
I've spoken to dog wardens about kind of the issue of restrictive breeds, and one of the difficulties they have is that it can be difficult to approach somebody with one of these breeds. If they have the breed full stop, if the breed is there and unmuzzled, they actually think it's dangerous to do it. And I can see a kind of a dog warden hired under this with this new funding, part of this expansion of kind of the network of dog wardens, and they see someone walking towards them with an unmuzzled XL bully, and they'll think to themselves, there's no way on God's green earth I'm going to confront that person.
Yeah, well, I can understand that, but they can call in the help of an Garda Síochána as well. So we're working with both the Garda Síochána and the local authorities. And there is a stakeholders group, and it's chaired by John Toomey. He's the chairperson. And we are taking on board the concerns of the stakeholders. We're also working across the board so that we make an impact here, because I genuinely am concerned about public safety.
What about some of the other breeds? And Marie mentioned other breeds that are continued being imported into this country. Like, is this something that you're going to actively review?
Yeah, well, we are starting with the XL bully, but of course there have been incidents involving other breeds, and I will keep the matter under review. And as I said, the stakeholder group that I established in March, I'll continue to work with them, and we'll examine any further changes and support that may be required in the broader area of dog control. But again, we want to support our dog wardens, and we will do that. And also, they have the support of the Gardaí. And if you look, there was an incident in Cork with an XL bully, and the Gardaí were called in there, and there was a successful outcome, and the dog warden had the full support of the Garda Síochána.
Does this turn into, is one of the law of unintended consequences that this turns into something of an arms race? The person who would have bought the XL bully will just buy something else now, and then kind of in a year's time we're here talking about the perils of that breed, and then a year later it's something else.
No, well, there are about 12.
I guess what I'm getting to there is part of the problem is that there's people out there, for whatever reason, there's an attraction to them in having really, really dangerous dogs.
Yeah, well, it's now going to be a criminal offence to have an XL bully after the 1st of February if you don't have a certificate of an exemption. And there are fines for that. There's fines of €2,500 or a 3 months prison sentence or both. So, like, we're taking this very seriously, because I know there's a lot of people out there. They're telling me. I saw a non-muzzled dog warden, or sorry, a non-muzzled dog, we need to do something about it because they're worried. And that's why we want to give more support to our dog wardens, and we want to really tackle this problem. Because I understand that. If I'm walking with a child in the park, I want to be sure that we're safe in the park. And we're doing all that we can to make sure that these dogs will naturally reduce, and particularly the XL bullies. They're the ones that have been involved in all of these attacks recently.
Heather Humphreys, Minister for Social Protection and Rural and Community Development. Minister, thank you very much. Thank you as well to Marie Hannan, the founder of Dogs in Distress, who spoke to us a little bit earlier. Catherine says, Kieran, I don't understand this exemption for XL bully dogs. If I own at the moment an aggressive bully dog, I can fill out a form for an exemption to keep him for his natural life. Does this mean the bully dog is then a little pussycat with a heart of gold because of a certificate? How does this make him safe with a piece of paper? A crazy rule altogether, says Catherine. I assume, Catherine, and I don't know, people who know much more about dogs will get in touch. Is the neutering of the dog, because you're going to have it neutered to get that certificate, is that meant to soften their cough a little bit? Dog wardens need to be armed with two tranquilizer guns, one for the dog and one for the owner, says somebody else. But my favourite text, Kulak says no to unvetted migrant XL bullies.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication. And it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast.